Hello?
Hello, Doctor. Yeah, this is Adrian Xavier, and calling you because I'm having these like weird dreams at night. I think I'm an old lady named Mama who talks about things and gives people advice. Is that normal?
12 o'clock at night, getting ready for my show. Adding the finishing touches to my mug. Damn, I look fierce. Let me get my shit together. Let me get my shit together. Bra, check. Wig, check. Size 14 pumps, check. Makeup, check. Medium rich outfit, check. My bag of coke. Oh shit. Let me get my shit together. 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 12 o'clock midnight. Getting ready for my show.
Well, hello, babies. This is Mama. Buenos, ¿cómo están? Los quiero invitar todos a mi show. I want to welcome everyone to my show. Mama is so excited. This is my first podcast. Oh, a little bit about Mama. Mama is a 60-year-old Cuban grandmother here in Miami, Florida. I love it. I came from Cuba, but I'm not going to say how. But anyways, I want to welcome everyone, tell everyone to visit Mama's site at twisteverything.com. There you can find information about Mama, about her podcast, her shows, everything. Mama loves you. Now let's talk about the first thing that I saw today when I was looking through YouTube, because Mama loves YouTube, you know? Mama clicks, twists everything, her password, and she clicks on stuff. She watches I Justine. She watches Shay Tard. Oh, SMP Films. Oh, Mama loves all those young people and how they do things. Because Mama likes to be young. Mama likes to, you know, dance. Mama likes to, you know, shake her booty, her culo, you know. And, I was watching something on YouTube today, and Mama saw this 47-year-old woman just turn it out on Britain's Got Talent. Did I say that right? Britain's Got Talent. Yeah. And she was on stage. People looked at her like crazy. You know, Simon Pierce and that other woman in the mirror. I don't know her name. Esa loca. I don't know. And everybody was laughing because she does look tore up from the floor. Mama looks better than her, but Mama doesn't want to brag because Mama loves everybody. Okay, Mama doesn't discriminate. Okay, so she got on and she started singing. And honey, did everybody's eyes, including Simon Cowell, their eyes just dropped like if their mouth was open. And Mama's like, oh my God, she sang like a beautiful bird and it just like a hummingbird, like a summer's breeze. But anyways, Mama started laughing because everybody got their face cracked. You know, rompe cara, because they all gave her a standing ovation. The three judges loved her. And let's just say, Miss Susan Boyle is on everybody's TV and talk show now this morning because of or this weekend, whenever it happened, because of this thing. Okay, so big ups to Miss Boyle, and we love you. Okay, Mama loves you. Okay, and now let's talk about the next thing that came into the big house. Or we got a new diva or metrosexual in the White House, honey. His name is Bo. She's a Portuguese water dog. Portuguese. I love Portuguese. And she made her debut or came home to the White House this Tuesday. And Mama was like, oh, look at that bitch. Look at her. She's got the in her little promo pics because the baby took promo pictures. She's got a little Hawaiian layer on her neck and all these colorful things. And then her feet, did you all notice? It's all white. She's wearing white boots, but they call them dog leggies. But they're actually, yeah, we know that it's a diva. Don't let her fool you or him fool you, because, you know, Bo is metrosexual. And we now have a metrosexual in the White House. Michelle, Barack, they all couldn't handle. Bo was hemming it up with the press, honey. And we were loving Bo because Mama was looking, going, oh, that's such a pretty little dog. But that little pretty dog was posing for pictures. And pretty little dog was getting away, getting all nice and happy with the press. Let me calm down. Because we love Bo, and Mama would love a dog like Bo, but Mama would have to hurt Bo, because if Mama didn't get as much attention as Bo did, I think Mama would probably lock up Bo and we would never see Bo again. But anyways, we love Bo. Me and my caretaker, we're walking around South Beach because, you know, Mama likes to go and look at the boys because the boys are very pretty on South Beach. Those little poppies and the white boys and the black boys, they're so pretty. Mama just looks at them and goes, oh, my God, carijo, if I was young again and if I can have that man. But no one's rocking Mama's world right now, so Mama can just only imagine what it would be like. But anyways, that's why Mama has YouTube and XTube and everything Mama watches, because Mama loves all those adult theme sites. But anyways, we went into this record shop, this little nice place on South Beach. It's off of Washington and about, I think, 12th or 13th. The name slips my head, so next time Mama gets on, Mama will tell you all who the record shop was, because I love the feel of the shop. But we were walking around, me and my caretaker, and is that the right word, caretaker or caregiver or someone, you know, the person who takes care of me, my orderly, I guess, or my maid, or I don't know. Her name is Tomasita, okay? And me and Tomasita were walking around, And we were listening to the music because they were jamming. And by the way, the guy that was at the counter, caliente, hot, psst, oh my God, he was on fire. But anyways, once we pass all the marijuana bongs and stuff that they had on display, because they sell stuff to, I guess, toke, if you want to say. How it's legal, I don't know. But Mama doesn't ask about those young people and what they do. Ask Michael Phelps, don't ask Mama. Okay? But anyways, they put on this song, and it was this artist that I fell in love with. She's been on the scene for quite a while, but her album just dropped this past March. Her name is Lisa Shaw, and Mama has her on her website, twisteverything.com. But she is new. Well, not so new on the record scene, because she does a lot of house songs and is considered the house diva. Sometimes when you hear house music, you hear her in the background. But Miss Lisa Shaw, she can sing it. Her album is called Free, and the single we were listening to in that store was called Free. And I was like, honey, because, you know, Mama, you know, she was trying to, you know, talk to the pretty boy, the little mulatto boy that was on at the cash stand. But at the counter, excuse me. But, you know, she was trying to act, you know, like she was just asking for something, but she really liked the song. But anyways, the album is called Free, and it was released in March of 2008. You can listen to the song and read Lisa Shaw's bio on my website. It's under my latest blog post. Go to my website, twisteverything.com, because Mama wants you guys to support her. And, or you could actually go to Lisa's direct site, which is, she's on MySpace at myspace.com/LisaShawMusic. And there you can listen to her, look at her pics, everything, and find out more information about her, or just go to my website. But you could always ask Mama a question, or if you need some advice about, you know, those men's that you're trying to get, or that girlfriend that is just driving you up the wall, Mama can always help you. You know what? Email Mama. Let mama know what's on your mind. Go to mama. Email mama, excuse me, listen to me, go to mama. Mama, you know, she's getting a little close to that Alzheimer's stage, but let's not talk about that, okay? You all can email mama at mama@twisteverything.com, and mama will try to get back to all you lovely babies, because mama loves you. Don't forget that. Mama will always love you. But anyways, I you know, I've been listening to so much stuff on the TV. I saw some man pass out on the Glenn Beck show, because you all know how we love Glenn Beck. Please, honey, he's the Antichrist. I don't know what the hell's wrong with him. But anyways, did you all see that guy that was on the show and just passed out? Honey, it was either Glenn Beck's breath, or I don't know, or his aura, because you know all that negativity Glenn gives kind of spews out there. And apparently this man, poor man, could not handle it, and he passed out. Oh, my God. I was like, Email mama or comment on the podcast. What did you think about that Glenn Beck, you know, that guy passing out on the Glenn Beck show? I was like, oh, my God. I can't believe this. I'm like, did he have a heart attack? I was like, oh, my God, that could have been me. And mama was just so scared for a second there. I was like, that can't happen to me. But let me tell you about what gave me a heart attack. Mama was, again, on YouTube, because, you know, mama loves YouTube. And she loves all her YouTube people. But did you all see that Domino's Pizza thing that those two people posted? Now, I will say this makes the gays look bad, because the gays were two of the people that were on that video. You know, the one gay who's really stupid for reading Tori Spelling's book, but that's another, that's a whole other show in itself, honeys. But the one dumb moron who stuck the little piece of cheese in his nose, mama was like, oh my God, I just had some Domino's pizza the week before, and that could have been me. But I was like, oh my God, how stupid can he be to be posting this on YouTube? And as a result, of course, Domino's Pizza fired the two idiots. Not only that, but now they're seeking legal action. Think about it, babies. How do you think Domino's Pizza looks, and all those other people that work for Domino's Pizza who are actually hardworking people, not like these two dumbasses? And then it makes the gay society look stupid because, hello, now they, you know, not only will the straight people go, oh, look at that dumb motherfucker that just did what they did, but also he is a faggot. Oh, great. Just great. That's what the gay community needs. Two morons making the gay community look worse. It's already bad enough we have stigmas in the community, but here we go. This adds just one more thing to the ticket. So mom was just so disappointed. But anyways, those are just the things that mama saw today and wanted to talk about, because mom was like, oh my God, let's try this podcasting thing and see how the people love mama, because you know what? Mama loves you. Make sure you email mama at twisteverything. Oh, here I go again, Alzheimer's. mama@twisteverything.com. And remember, people, mama loves you. Hello? Hello? Say it with me one more time. Mama loves you. Bye, babies.
12 o'clock midnight, getting ready for my show. Adding the finishing touches to my mug. Damn, I look fierce. Let me get my shit together. Let me get my shit together. Let me get my shit together. Bra, check, wig, check, size 14 pumps, check, makeup, check, medium rich outfit, double, check, my bag of coke. Oh shit! Let me get my shit together. 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 12 o'clock midnight, getting ready for my show.